Good morning. It's Monday, August 3rd, and that means two things. It's International Beer Day. I thought that was every day. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone and their X-Fit Backlit Panel Lights. These are great panel lights, edge lit, easy install, 30% less weight than anyone else's, 4 knockouts for wiring flexibilities. Limited number of SKUs because select models have very versatile power select and color select switches, letting you flip from 3 different lumen outputs and 3 different color temperatures right there during install. News-wise, far UV is not ready for use, according to the International Ultraviolet Association, because we don't know what the long-term effects of direct exposure to these wavelengths. Yeah, they don't give you a sunburn. What do they give you? Cedia is going virtual on the 11th of August. Lighting event's going to be free. Strategies in Light is already planning to be cautious in 2021. The in-person exhibition is already planning safety measures for June next year. The LRC releases the UVC survey results showing levels of confidence in different applications of the tech across the industry. The IALD has signed a friendship agreement with Deutsche Lichtindustrie Gesellschaft to raise awareness and development of lighting design. I'm sorry, I took French in high school. NEMA endorses the GLA in guidelines for UV disinfection. This is the Manufacturers Association's lighting division backing a positioning statement from the Global Lighting Association. Inside Lighting tells us the 10 factors for fixture decisions. Keep those in mind. LSI wins a Samsung Award for smart signage for food and beverage. Over at Get a Grip on Lighting, episode 146, Al Yusinski is back to talk about business dynamics. Good old-fashioned roundtable. Examining LED's effect on retail, according to Printing News. This is Carrie Shelburne commenting on color quality. Practical tips for germicidal lighting from FacilitiesNet. These are from an actual civil engineer. Take those in mind as more people ask you about it. Qtrend is hosting their first AIA webinar. This is for a one-hour-long session for specifying low-voltage LED systems, and that'll run on the 4th. Best practices for lighting in government buildings, according to the consulting specifying engineer. Give it a read. Eaton is going to close down their Doncaster plant. This was the first lighting factory in the UK. It's done after 142 years. UV LED is set to grow by 20% over the next 8 years, according to Report Linker. Osram is announcing 30% revenue decline for Q3. Cree's developers are being interviewed by Maury Wright, Bob Rogers, Corey List talking about the Cadient product line and controls. Hubble sales are down 21% according to their Q2 sales report. While they're reporting, they did reorganize, consolidating construction and energy and commercial industrial groups with lighting. Peter Lau is now their new president. Universal Display donates $25,000 to the Smith Family Foundation. This is for youth grants. Recapping an LSEN webinar on U.S.-China relations. These are lessons held on Tuesday. Profiling the founder of Energy Bank. This is a solar-powered LED leader, Neil Verfuth. He was interviewed by Insight on Business. Miller Lighting celebrates 45 years as wholesalers. Congrats to them. Luger Research joins the Good Light Group. These are the guys that back the LED Professional Review and Trends in Lighting. They have partnered with a nonprofit. Watch this, the IALD of webinar on racism. This is a panel of pros confronting the issues. Barron announces a new patent for horticultural lighting. It's a double-ended lamp socket. ProSource creates a new lighting tech certification. This is an 8-module online course right now and a hands-on second semester that'll start up later this year. Leviton has launched an online support center with how-to videos, instruction sheets, and frequently asked questions. Osram announces 30% revenue decline. Lighting in Healthcare Spaces by Lisa Miller, writing on key points for good lighting in healthcare facilities. Koizumi is adopting the Seoul Semiconductor Sunlight series. Koizumi focuses on children's rooms and schools. Romano Industries is looking to buy a small U.S.-based lighting OEM. Next, Lighting settles their suit with Prudential. This was a May lawsuit, and they've agreed to deal with it out of court. Hosley has completed their merger with Lighting and Power Solutions, which makes them a six-state manufacturer rep. Save on your budget now by spending on energy upgrades. Tavis Jones makes the case for acting fast. Signify will not announce its UVC sales, although there is strong demand, according to the CEO. Cooper joins AD e-commerce program. This is Affiliated Distributors System. They're the newest addition. My Lighting Guide changes their name to LED Lighting Supply. Three words, not one. Mayor Fisher responds to Entergy dismissal motion. The city of Clinton made a very rude noise and then vowed to continue the complaint about billing rates for street lighting. Knoxville has saved $3 million on electricity thanks to 30,000 outdoor lights that they started installing 12 years ago. Pennsylvania DEP is offering grants for small business and agricultural energy products. There's $1 million in funds available for equipment and processes. Portland confronts light pollution. The planning office has presented recommendations to reduce light at night to the city council. Nashville and two neighboring counties are adding solar panels and LEDs. These programs will be complete next year. Marco Island condos have received $4,000 worth of fines for violating sea turtle lighting codes. Tennessee Valley Authority offers financial aid for UVC. This is going to be used for schools and other businesses to accelerate current events. Topsfield installs the first solar-powered streetlight in Massachusetts. Connecticut has the highest energy bills, according to WalletHub. Keep that in mind. LED transition slows repairs in Shawnee because some poles that are already out are just going to have to wait until LED installs can get to them. Breckenridge, Colorado will not be dark sky compliant until 2025. They'd planned on being done a little sooner, but things are what they are. Examining the temperature regulation in LED optics. This is a study from West Valley AU looking to improve heat dissipation in secondary optics. New study, small amounts of blue light at night will increase your risk of bowel cancer. And light pollution under the sea. This is a University of Plymouth study showing that LEDs are pushing light deeper into the oceans than we'd planned. Smart lighting reduces aggression in pigs. This is a system from Green Gauge that adjusts the level of light, both in terms of color and brightness, in response to the sounds they're making. Circadian lighting tools may improve horse performance as well. Speaking of light and animals, one more. I'm lying, there's two more. A UC Irvine study is tracking light preferences and biting habits of several species of mosquitoes. So, light to not get bit. LED bars will save more deer. This is a USDA Wildlife Service patent on a headlight bar that doesn't provoke the deer in the headlights reaction. How to make an LED face mask. This is a fun little instructable from Splat238. Another thing you can build with an Arduino is an automatic light night. And in the world of art, Ruben Wu is using long exposure photography to capture patterns of light emitted by drones over salt flats. Notes on hirings, departures, and promotions. GE has appointed Tom Skertzer to VP National Distribution, Larry Smith to VP Key Accounts, Mike Doss to VP Specialty LED, Mark Adams as Northeast RVP, and Sarah Tabachi as West RVP. WiseKey has named Ben Stump to CRO. Lighting Services has added Jeff Ramasar as Director of Sales. GM Lighting has hired Joanna Dulian as Marketing Manager. Chris Beanham has been hired as sales rep for Calwall. Ben Halemeyer is now the chief sales officer at Nordion. And Lighting Associates, Inc. has hired John Ellen as VP, distributor, and contractor sales. I have been Scott Wachter. This has been Lighting Industry News Brief. Thanks to Nailed, Get Associated, Get Educated, LS Continuous. The continuous education program is coming soon. Until then, enjoy this song. It's performed by a robot.
Why?